I was just talking with a friend about last night's vice presidential debate.
Oh, yeah? What'd you learn?
Sorry.
J.D. Vance, walk-away winner. Easy win for J.D. Vance last night.
I think with that statement, I think I know who you spoke with.
Mm-hmm. My friend is a Republican, full disclosure, and is
As were you.
You know, I'm in a tough place. I am a Republican. I do have concerns about some...
The current ticket?
about the current ticket. And I didn't see a whit of that vice presidential debate last night.
I didn't either. I went full Chris Kelly last night. I'm proud of myself.
I forgot that it was even on. What did you do?
Well, you know, the vice presidential debate was on. Mm-hmm. I started getting texts about that, and I thought I was watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a scary movie.
Oh, your Halloween movie.
Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm not watching. I'm not flipping to it.
I'm going
to
watch it.
And then Iran started launching missiles. Another friend texted me that, and I thought, I'm not switching over to it. I'm going full Chris Kelly tonight.
100% right.
And I am stepping away from the real world for a change.
Oh, you did the right thing.
Do you have friends who normally text you world events?
Yeah, I don't.
I have deeper conversations with people than, well, you two.
I'd say. I mean, I'd say you do.
I have a lot of friends. I have family, but we don't say, did you see that? Iran just launched.
Iran just.
Yeah.
It's an unusual text exchange.
Iran's launching, man. On Israel.
You watching this debate?
Huh? Didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Didn't see it.
Well, and my friend did kind of what your associate just did, too.
And dear friend.
And I wouldn't ever say that. said Vance is walking away with this thing.
Well, I read. Now, my friend is on. He's a Trump guy. Team Trump. But I was reading today that Vance was very, very smooth.
Way more smooth.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they said Walls really stumbled out of the gate.
He seemed you said he would read he's nervous as a debater, and mm-hmm. he told Kamala Harris, I'm not a good debater, and apparently he was right.
That's why I didn't even bother watching. I thought to myself, since Chris Dem said that's the I'm not good at this.
Well, I thought that was his fluff. I assumed it always is. I mean, many times mm-hmm. The whole thing is, I'm not a good debater. Then when he's good, or decent at least, you say, oh, he's better than we thought.
I mean, if you don't want to drill down into specifics of the debate, what the overall story that I seen this morning, that I have seen this morning, is that it was an old school debate.
I like it.
Each one said, well, you know, my opponent has some ideas that I like, but mm-hmm. I don't agree with everything. Each one of them said that.
I like it.
That's never happened. Okay. And at the end... They shook hands and talked off mics with their spouses.
Which used to happen. Now.
It's so crazy to say that that's normal.
Right. Because now they hate each other so much, it appears. They don't even have an audience.
DJT don't shake hands.
DJT ain't going to shake mm-hmm. anybody's hand. No.
Kamala walked across
mm-hmm.
and shook Donald's hand.
Shook his hand.
Because he wasn't going to move from the podium.
Right. And he's like, I'm not going to wind
he
up
gonna
doing
shake
it.
Hands with Uncle Joe.
But then last night... Exactly like an old school debate, they did have a decent exchange, I guess. It does appear that Vance was at least more smooth, and most people say he won that debate. But
on style points, perhaps.
Style, yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about substance.
J6 came up awkward.
I haven't seen it.
You don't even know what J6 means.
I don't know
what
J6 means. You all say J6 to me. That's a song on the jukebox. I have no idea what that is.
That's the day that you...
Tucked
your head in the sand and said,
it's
forget
the
it.
The day the music died for me because I said, I'm not paying attention to this anymore.
Wrong hole.
You think I'm going to go down J6? Wrong hole. That's the day. We mentioned this yesterday. That's the day Big E texted me. I was watching Friends and Big E texted and said, the whole world is on fire. This is it. It's over. The country's ending. So I thought, what's he talking about? I was over there on TBS watching flipped it over to CBS. There I see people attacking the Capitol. I said, I'm not dealing with this nonsense. Right back over to Friends. Mm. Haven't checked in on it since.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
I hear the term J6. I hear all that. I know sort of what happened, but I'm like, I'm turning my back on this because I don't think anybody in power cares anything about me. So I'm just going to go about my life mm-hmm. and do the best I can. There you have it.
How would you say you've done since then?
Very well.
Have you discovered pickleball at that point in your life?
That's probably when I the next day I played pickleball.
Picked up your first paddle.
That's it. It's over. That's exactly
well,
right.
Well, now, and you've always kind of done this, but now more than ever, you just dance for whoever's in front of you. Like
absolutely
your
right.
Republican associate. I'm sure you just gave him the business as he told you how well, you know, Vance did.
I said five.
That's my man.
That's a guarantee, dude.
Give me a pound on that one.
That's it. Now, yesterday I lunched with a gentleman who is not a Trump fan. He does not care for Trump at all. And we sat down to lunch, Ruby Tuesdays. I'm hovering over a salad.
Yeah, best salad bar, man.
Great salad bar.
Best ham and mayonnaise pasta I've ever had in my life, and I stand by that.
It's a fact.
He's right. You consider that a salad?
It's the best ham, part of the salad bar.
It's there.
Let me tell you.
That's a salad.
You want to mix
I think we're drilling down into something here.
On style points, he's got it. Now, if you get to the substance,
you want to make
a ham and
you want to make a great salad
and pasta.
You go there. You lay a base of lettuce, just the iceberg. You don't want to get too fancy,
right?
Ham, cheese, ranch. Then scoot all that to one side and just load the rest up with this magic.
Yeah,
all I know is it's got ham, pasta, and mayonnaise. I think some peas.
Yeah,
whatever that pasta is. You go halvesies on that with a plate mixed all together.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Saw it.
You should make your own Biggie Salad place with just that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Biggie Salads. And it's nothing but salads, but they're great.
Oh, yeah. They're great
just
salads.
One leaf of iceberg.
Yeah. No lettuce salads.
No.
The very first no lettuce salad. You come. It's an all salad bar with no lettuce.
That's right.
That's what we want.
Free from the tyranny of the lettuce.
Yes. Yep.
Big lettuce is not going to control this salad place.
That's right. Put the bacon.
You want pasta? Got it.
Right. Kale? Get out of here.
Boom.
We're not doing that.
Spinach? GTFO.
You can build across the street from Kale Me Crazy, which is my... I go to
That's
Kale
your
Me
green spot.
When I'm out of town, I go there. Anyhow, the person I'm dining with is a big... Well, he does not like Donald Trump, okay? And he's expressed that to me many times. So we sit down yesterday, and he says to me, "Can you believe Trump?" And I was like... Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Just slowly put your fork down.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because we thought we were going to talk playoffs.
You know, exactly. I tried to lead him in that direction to playoffs.
Let's just talk about sports.
Second, he's like, "You believe what Trump's doing?" Unbelievable, man. That's what I...
Push your salad bowl away.
That's how I have
How
to
do I tell this man what he wants to hear?
Yeah.
That's right. But I knew the way to his heart. He does not like Donald Trump.
He's right. You're a mirror.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So my friend today, who I just ran into oddly downstairs, he says to me, "Did you see J.D. Vance last night?" And I said, "I hear he was terrific." And he goes, "Oh, beyond." And I said, "Oh, don't worry. I recorded it. I'll be watching."
I was just watching it again down here.
There's a bigger TV down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance. J.D.
I had to be alone for the erection.